If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
We're joined now by TV food reporter, author, podcaster, pizza tour leader, Steve Dolinsky, and good for us, Steve brought pizza with us because Derek Tung is here from Pauly G's with what looks like a pretty intense pie for breakfast.
Good morning. It's quite the breakfast for you to get started.
It's the Pizza Fest. Tell us about this, Steve. What year is this, Pizza City Fest?
Yep, Pizza City Fest, third year here in Chicago. We've done a couple years in L.A., one in Nashville, and this is where we bring 14 of the best pizza makers we think in the region together each day, 14 different pizza makers. The cool thing about this event is that it's everything's baked live, so you're not bringing in any pizza from anywhere else and keeping it in a hot box. You're baking live on a commercial oven. It's served fresh. It's served hot. I'm one of those weirdos who doesn't eat delivery or frozen pizza or cold pizza ever. I want it right out of the oven, and so therefore my festival must have fresh pizza.
So you wear the label Pizza Snob proudly, don't you?
Absolutely. Yeah.
And no, I know you have talked about Chicago being a thin pizza town. You love your thin pizza. And I'm looking at the Pauly G's pizza that Derek brought in here, and this does not look like something that is thin at all.
Definitely not a thin pizza.
What's on that?
We've got a Detroit-style pizza here, and this is our Fest special only. We're only serving this at the Fest, debuting at the Fest. It is our McRib thing. And what we do is, since McDonald's only brings back McRib, you know, once 3 weeks out of the year, maybe, we've decided to make our own McRib pizza. So we've got real rib meat, country-style rib that we slow-cooked ourselves, some local sweet and spicy pickles, some onions, and then a barbecue sauce we make in-house.
And Dolinsky, you approve of this, don't you?
I do, because I love what Derek does with the Detroit-style pizza. So Pauly G's known for their wood-fired kind of neo-Neapolitan style, but Derek has kind of adopted this Detroit style that he loves so much. It's thicker, it's chewier, it's got a crunchy bottom and a crunchy side. And the thing we do at Pizza City Fest is bring together all these different styles. You know, everybody in Chicago, when you say Chicago style, like you think, maybe you think deep or Chicago thin tavern, but I want people to see Detroit and Sicilian and Roman, everything in one place.
Is that the new trend, Detroit style? Because I've noticed that popping up on more menus lately.
I think so. I mean, what do you think, Derek?
I think Detroit style, well, you know, being in pizza, I think we're always ahead of the curve a little bit, right? So I think Detroit style has been growing significantly in the last 10 years. I really actually think tavern style is exploding across the nation, even though in Chicago we've been eating it for, you know, decades, ages. But New York found it suddenly. The West Coast found it suddenly. Everyone is trying to make tavern style. We're seeing it pop up in pizza competitions now, even.
Even at our event in L.A., we've seen a couple of people now experimenting and doing a Chicago tavern style once a week.
And that Detroit style, that's kind of between the thin and the deep dish, isn't it?
Yeah, it's in a pan, except, you know, in Chicago, it's a round pan like you'd see at Pequod's or Millie's or Burt's, but in Detroit, it's a square or rectangular pan always, right?
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely.
Let's tell people how they can get in on this Pizza Fest. It is starting today, and it runs through Sunday. Where and how do people get in there?
Yep, so it's pizzacityfest.com. That has the lineups and the tickets, pizzacityfest.com. It's over in River North, 430 North Rush. It's kind of between the Nordstrom and the Wrigley Building in a huge open parking lot. It's where Windy City Smokeout first started. And it's going to be today and tomorrow from 5 to 10 p.m. VIP gets in an hour early. And then on Sunday, a little bit more family-friendly, noon to 6, and we're going to have educational programs. We've got a panel discussion, a class, a pizza box folding competition, so a little bit different vibe on Sunday afternoon.
And is a ticket good each day? How does that work?
You can get a one-day, a two-day, a three-day if you want to, if you're that committed. But, 14 different pizzerias each day. Some pizzas are going to do 2 days in a row. But I'd recommend doing a two-day if you're a crazy fanatic. But one day, certainly, you will get your fill of pizza.
Yeah, no 14 doubt. Pizzerias.
That's enough.
Yeah. 2 days, 28, yep. I don't know.
The other thing, we did either an all-inclusive ticket, like a VIP unlimited food, or a GA ticket. You just pay as you go.
And for all the information, pizzacityfest.com. How are the tours going? Are you still doing that, Steve?
Still doing the tours just in this season. So we end about Labor Day because once football season starts, it's hard to get people on a tour. But yeah, Pizza City tours are still in effect, and the podcast's still going. And I love seeing people like Derek just keep innovating because it's just the exciting thing about Chicago is that pizza here is always evolving.
And besides Pauly G's, you've got pizzerias from everywhere in the fest. How did you determine who gets in?
I got to try it. I got to taste it. I got to curate it. I got to make sure they're up to snuff. But I also got to make sure that we balance the styles. So like Derek is only going to be like the one or two Detroit styles at most in a day. We'll only have one or two stuffed in a day. But I also wanted to balance city and suburbs. So we've got New Lenox and Downers Grove and Cary. It's a great deep dish place called Uncle Jerry's up in Cary, Illinois.
It's phenomenal.
Do you get tips from the public?
Oh, for sure. All the time. Yeah. I got to chase them down. I got to like look at the leads. I got to, you know, gumshoe reporter. I got to make sure I get out there and put the stuff in my mouth and make sure it's okay.
How do people get in touch with you?
They can find me at stevedolinsky.com usually or at pizzacityfest.com. I respond to all that.
I'm trying to get a look at your waist. Not bad. How do you do it?
Derek and he works out. I work out, right?
Yoga, running, do everything.
You got to.
Got to balance.
And are the books still available? Steve Dolinsky wrote Pizza City USA and also The Ultimate Chicago Pizza Guide. And I imagine you have to keep updating, don't you?
You have to, but I have not because I'm too busy. Like, I started a new job. I left TV a couple of months ago. So it's a full-time corporate job now at Levy. And The Ultimate Chicago Pizza Guide is still out there. We'll be selling it this weekend.
And again, it is 4:30 North Rush, 5 until 10 today, and then Saturday at same location, 5 until 10, and Sunday, let's see, 1 until 6, pizzacityfest.com. Appreciate the breakfast of the Pauly G's Pizza, Derek. Thank you.
Hope
and
you enjoy it.
Steve Dolinsky, keep us posted on your pizza travels.
Will do. Thanks.
We will now commence dining. Pizza for breakfast.